So, like we were saying in Tirthaka Prabhu, Tirthaka Prabhu, because...
He has gone?
Yes, he has gone to the total meeting of Vaishnavas in Hungary.
No.
So he left for that. But because last
who
week...
Who are they Vaishnavas?
World Vaishnava Association.
Vaishnava Association. Yeah. To try to unite all Vaishnavas. Yes.
All men and Swamiji, disciples, new one.
I don't know
from
who
Bodh
will be...
Maharaj, from Siddhar Maharaj, Puri Maharaj, all.
Yes, I can. I cannot understand why they didn't invite you, but...
Huh?
I cannot understand why they didn't invite Your Holiness. Because without such personalities, what is the use?
All fear. For me, that Vaishnava Association is on, going on.
But Maharaj, please explain to me. You're such an old man, weak. Why are they so afraid of you?
No, I think
they know
different.
Perhaps that he has invented some more powerful bomb. So he thin.
No, it's different.
Tell Navin not to come. আমি একলা এখানে বসেছি দেখেছি সব এখানে সেখানে
Can you blame us, Prabhu, tomorrow morning?
They are here because they are not so near to dear to Krishna, so they are here. Even you are near and dear, they are not here.
I think so.
Nanat, the Vaishnava Association is going in Hungary.
Yes, Maharaj.
Not because of myself, perhaps. They will solve another thing. Puri Maharaj disciples, Siddha Maharaj disciples have nothing. And also the sincere Vaishnava of Swamiji disciples. They have not any fear or anything. Only Jivisi may, they can fear something.
But what I wanted to ask you is concerning this deity form of the Lord. Because Tirthakar Prabhu...
You should not be in sunrise. It will cause you... Fever or anything.
Oh, your representative.
Well, you asking them, I told me after 5 for writing letter. Only private meeting is going on. When I will come there, and public meeting, not private.
He cannot come. Instead of hungry meeting, we are doing here.
Very, very confidential meeting. Krishna Priya Didi left his ticket. Well, I should not go.
Where is he?
He is here.
Oh, you are not going?
No.
And they went?
Yes, she has to purchase again 2 tickets for her and for her lolly.
Very good. And where is that old?
Govinda Dasi.
So Maharaj, because my Guru Maharaj, he would always stress like you.
Oh, you can come here in shadow. You are in. You should also come. You should all come. Otherwise, sun will make you ill.
Like, when you came out, I told you that the deity of the Lord should always be installed by the pure devotee, because only he has the power to call. And also in Chaitanya Charitamrita it said. But last Friday, Tirthakar Prabhu, he phoned me up and he read me some quotes in one of your books where you were speaking about Diti, that you said Diti installed by the pure devotee, the Vaishnava, or those who have self-manifest, because some Vigrahas of the Lord also have self-manifest.
There is can do Abhishek, no? Pure devotees, and can pray only this. But Diti will come himself.
Yes.
By your request, they can manifest. But actually, they are himself and mercifully coming. Mali will have to pray.
Yeah. But the point here is that they only manifest themselves in certain deities if the pure devotee requests. Because the Lord only listens to his pure devotee.
Because those who are not pure devotee, Krishna will not, or any deity will not listen there. So they will not manifest. But by the prayer of Uttam Adhikari, Premi Bhakta. Our Madhyam Adhikari, he is going to be Premi Bhakta. Their prayers he can hear and he can manifest himself.
Oh, so also a Madhyam who is going to Prem.
Yes.
Who is in that?
Not. He will pray his Gurudev, that pray deity for me. This would come. His Gurudev will hear his disciple and then he will pray for Krishna. But he should be pure.
Yes. So directly or indirectly it should always be done under the guidance of Premi Bhakta.
Yes.
No else.
Otherwise, deity is like a statue.
Because he read me that quote and he thought that you were saying that the deities installed by the Premi Bhakta or those who have self-manifested, as you said, actually they are always self-manifest.
Yes.
But that they there's no doubt about them.
Yes.
There's no doubt about them, you say in this your book. But you can also, he read me further what you have quoted there, that he said, you can also bring and do Abhishek and then you can also come to the highest platform if you serve the deity with great faith and things. So he understood from that anyone can take deities and can do Abhishek and do Puja and then it will also have the same result.
It has been told only for higher rank of devotees. Not for
Kanista
or common person. Even a straw can be worshipped. Sanatana Goswami has told. But we cannot do because we cannot see in a straw Krishna. So those who are thinking that Krishna is in this straw, Krishna is there. Without the existence of Krishna, it cannot be existence of anything in this world. Even a dust has no existence without Krishna. So anyone can do like this. But deity is deity. It has been established by any pure devotee. But we should not take Mahaprasadam when a very low person is worshipping the deity. Because he is not pure and Krishna will not take them of him. Only those who are chanting more than 1 lakh pure name.
then we can only eat prasadam from the Premi Bhaktas.
You should do, but what to do?
Yes.
Imitation you are doing.
Yes. Is that why we don't make progress? Because some
yes.
of us, we are so long chanting and we feel so dissatisfied because there's no progress.
Yes.
Yes.
This is because we are eating actually prasadam which is not offered and worshipped by the Lord. It's not accepted really by the Lord.
The devotees which take khichdi you know, to distribute, they especially cook for general person, poor. So how Krishna can take?
Yes.
They only tell that it is Mahaprasadam. Actually not. Because those who are disturbing, distributing and cooking, they are himself not devotees, they come.
Yes.
Not chanting my life. Or they are not pure devotees. Even not Madhyam Adhikari. They can be changed into any kind as a Grihastha. Pachagrihastha.
Meaning?
Pachagrihastha.
I don't know what that means. I'm sorry. Could you please try to explain what that means?
Pachagrihastha, tam janta hai.
Yes. Pure Grihastha.
Pacha mane. Anything rotten.
Opposite of pure.
Prabhupada, Śrīla Bhakti Siddhānta Saraswati, used to tell like this. He used to tell those who are doing Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Ram, 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 Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. That is like
alphabet.
No, no.
Milking the...
Taking a rope and doing like this. Not chanting.
Just counting the beats.
Not also counting. Very, very fast.
In attention, without attention.
We can take one Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram. They will do in the same time, 10 times or more than that. No relation with Krishna. There are no diksha. Nothing. But if we want to chant Krishna pure, then cheto darpanam arjanam. First condition is that worldly desires should not be there. First condition. And secondly, the relation between Krishna should be there. No offense there. No any kind of offense or anartha. And there should be relation with Krishna there. And then we chant, then cheto marjanam, otherwise not. So many parts. No cheto darshan marjanam. Heart will not be vast. But if he has been initiated by any bona fide guru, and he has accepted, and really he has given the relation between Jeev and Krishna. What is the relation? And he is somehow realizing and chants the same thing. No offense is there, no anarth is there, no worldly requirements are there.
Yes.
Then cheto marjanam will be done.
Is that on the stage of Nishtha, Maharaj? When that comes?
After Nishtha.
After Nishtha.
Ruchi has come. But before that it can be done. He has so many offenses yet. Anath also. But his Gurudev is bona fide. And in his shelter he is chanting. And hearing Hari Katha. So he will have relation, and her heart will be, his heart will be pure. And then chanting, then his mirror, heart mirror will be washed. And he will see, reflecting his swarup, who is he will see. Then second will come. But Bhaumaha Davagni Nirvapanam. Birth and death and avin sarush, suffering, all will go away. Then Sreva Karav Chandrika Vitaran. Then Vidyavadhuji. Then and seven will come. Otherwise. So we should do like this. We should try to be in the guidance of any Shuddha Bhakta and having some relations, and then offenses will go, and then when we will chant one, then tear will come. Otherwise.
When will be that day?
Then you should pray Krishna that Nenangaladasudharaya Badanang Gadagadarudhaya Gira Pulakai Nichitanga Babuhakada Tavanamagrahani Bhavishya. Like this, you should pray. When a day will come that I will chant your name, tears in eyes, heart melting,
hair stands on end.
Finally, then mercy can come. and offenses will go, heart will be pure, and thereafter things will come.
But Maharaj, this can only happen if you're in an association, and a continuous association,
yes,
of sadhu.
So you should try to say Krishna,
yes,
that give a sadhu sangha to us, to be like a bona fide.
But it's becoming more...
If Gurudev is telling, bring money, make money and bring money. Don't keep. If you keep, then it will be offense. What you are making money, you should give to me. Then, it is not a sadhusanga. He will tell that I am doing so many things. I'm making a Vishwavidyalaya.
University.
University. I'm doing so much poor feedings. I'm doing so much big, big temple. 1,000 feet high. And it will be recorded in whole world.
But actually, I consider my Guru, my Guru Maharaj has given me the service because I have karma adhikar. My adhikar is karma adhikar. I have no, any, I cannot even think of bhakti adhikar. So he has said, yes, you do some collection. And
yes.
It is completely different.
He know, he knew that you cannot be without any collection.
Huh.
So you should do some collection. Some percent you should do. Half percent you, half.
Maharaj, I have another question considering Dikya, because I have some doubts, and of course, Krishna.
I cannot wash all doubts. I'm not so high.
Maybe you can wash this doubt. because it is said, I have heard, that you say and you preach that real Dikya actually means Brahman Dikya. Ram is actually given to everybody, but it's not real. But
I'm not telling like this. I'm telling like this. My view is that there are two kinds of initiation, internally and externally. So we should try to take it inward. Not only we should be satisfied by externally. Fire sacrifice is going on. What is this? The relation between Diksha and fire? But to satisfy only the people's devotees. That, oh, it has been. You will have to spend more than $1,000 for this. Big, big festival will be done. And so many devotees will come. And we should do not also to Thakur Seva and fire sacrifice. So $1,000 it will be. This is external thing. Without this, a Kanishth Bhakta cannot
put faith in
that my Diksha has been done. But I have heard that Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati called a person in evening. He has taken also prasadam, he has taken in the evening. He called and he gave initiation mantra and he explained everything. No fire sacrifice, no $1, not a farthing was expended, anything, nothing, not hairs, nothing. And he became bona fide. And we have seen that so many fire sacrifices has been done. $2,000 or $10, $10,000 has been expended. So many devotees came. And he took initiation and after that he took renounce order also. And again, all these things were done. And after some time he left all these things and he threw all these things in sea, Atlantic Sea. And then he was married, not married, he kept any Premika, Premika means lover. Beloved. Nothing to chant, nothing to... What is this? He took three times all these things, fire sacrifice and all things. But he could not see his inner thing. That is why he became like this.
No faith.
And one person, nothing, no sacrifice, anything. He gave his heart and told, that I have given myself. Swaha. Thus, everything is done. He became bona fide devotee. So we should take the essence of all these things, relations and all these things. So, these are told, I have not told, but it has been told in epics. Srila Prabhupada Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati told like this. Vidvad Diksha, Abidvad Diksha. Vidvad Diksha means innerworldly. And Abidvat, like foolish, Abidvat, no Vidvan. External. With mota mota paita. Paita, you know?
Brahman thread.
Okay. Hair cutting, everything. It should be done. Externally is also needed. But internally should be done.
It's more important.
More important. Those who are Kanishta, they cannot differentiate. They will press on externally. But when a Vaishnava becomes Madhyam and more than that, then he gives emphasis on internal diksha.
My Guru Maharaj one time said, maybe you could explain that to me. He said, actually, real initiation takes place on the when one gets prem. That is real initiation. Yeah. Until the
when it is completed, a boy was given to school with only a red book, so many pictures, and he was admitted there. And he began to tell, I am a student. And a person, they went in PhD class, they are also telling that I am a student. Actually, who is a student? So, this initiation is completed. When we receive the moor object, when we realize Krishna, the relation there, everything complete. Then Hare Krishna. Anything?
Gurudev. He was speaking about, I think also about Harinam Diksha and Upanayan, Mantra Diksha. Still, Mantra Diksha is the next stage after Harinam Diksha. And you were mentioning in your book that Bhajan Kriya means, starts with Guru Padasharaya, Tasmat Vishnari Dikshari Sikshin, Vishnam Dena Guru Sevam Sadhu Atman Vatanam.
Yes.
But I was asking this, when Rupa Goswami says Krishnari Dikshari, this Diksha means Upanayan, or does it mean also Harinam Diksha?
No, what I'm telling to him, everything.
It depends on...
Diksha begins from there when he came to the Gurudev and began to hear. Hearing is Diksha. And he will realize by this. If Gurudev gives mantra, and after some time without honor you are doing all these things, sometimes not doing, it will not do. So by Harikatha it will be clear. Then, if there is diksha, at once we will be to go to Madhyamadhikar, certainly. And if you are not going to this Madhyamadhikar, not realize who is the Kanishta, who is Madhyam, who is Attam, what to do, what is the difference, Krishna Tattva, what is, Maya Tattva is, what is, Jiva Tattva, Maya Tattva, Bhakti Tattva, Srimati Radhika Tattva, Gopi Tattva, Subal Sakha Tattva, Vatsalya Tattva, If you are not knowing, then you have not diksha really. So, we should know. It will be known by Hari Katha. If there is no Hari Katha, you will be for so many years in Kanishtha Adhikari. Diksha makes it in Madhyama Adhikari. So, the symptom of Madhyama Adhikari is to know all the tattva gradually. Then he'll know all these things, then he will be Madhyama Adhikari.
Maharaj, so Guru Maharaj said that one should at least be on the stage of Nishtha to be able to accept disciples. And according to what you're saying, if we're less, if we're Kanishthas, we have not even received Diksha. So is there a harm?
I could not understand.
I'm saying Guru Maharaj said that unless one is on the platform of Nishtha, he should not initiate, accept disciples. So according to what you're saying, that if one is on the platform of being Kanishtha, he's not very advanced. He has not actually received, he does not know his relationship with Jiva.
He should not give diksha. And anyone should not take diksha from him. So what your Gurudev has told, it is all right. But real or more, when the real Guru is not found, then we can accept a Madhyama Adhikari having Nishtha also. Because his
more advanced
Sadhu Sangha, they will go up. When Uttama Adhikari or Madhyama Adhikari Guru will be come, then the same Guru will tell that, oh, you should go to him.
Take six.
Because I am not so high. He will tell himself. And this person is also very subtle, simple and qualified, sincere. He will also be after some time Madhyama Adhikari, and he can. But sometimes we can tell, like you, I will tell, oh, you should go and tell him to do Krishna. You can do. And give a mala to him on my behalf. And chant. This is only helping, not Guru. Guru, Abhiman should, the ego of Guru should not come. That, oh, I have become Guru. Then you will fall down. Anything more? Anyone?
Is there any value, if we have deities at home, say Gaurantai deities, not installed, is there any value worshipping them?
What?
If one has deities in the home, but they were not properly installed. Gaurantai deities.
Is there one doing, it will give Sadhu Sangha, do with honor. And when a pure devotee comes, then you can pray that, oh, I have not installed, you should install. But anyhow, you have collected one deity, so you should honorably do archan and all these things. Because Krishna will see, Krishna is seeing that, oh, he is worshipping me, but not in process. So if it will be installed by any good Vaishnava, then he will take me all these things. So we should try, because we are all Vaishnava, so we should try to follow all these things. When we take any deity, it should be installed by a very good, high rank of Vaishnava. You should know in Kalikal, this is call of Kali. Kali, you know?
Yes.
Kali. Don't trace on worshipping more. Trace on chanting this. Because so many problems will come in deity worshipping. But no, this. It may cause some offenses there in deity. And this, nothing. going on chanting, remembering. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has never worshipped. In boyhood he used to. But after that he used to go to see Jagannath Dev, not worshipping Jagannath Dev. Rupa Sanatan life, going one tree to another tree, taking rest in one tree in the night. That Krishna in heart and Radha in heart fight to worship deities. They are Uttam Adhikari. But Kanishta Adhikari, it is essential to worship. Because they are not seeing Krishna, not any devotee. They are seeing that, oh, Krishna is here. And I am highest type of Vaishnava.
Srila Prabhupada says,
if any Uttam Adhikari will come, he will not touch, because I will be impure, because I am worshipping deity. So if a garland of Krishna, he will give like this, not touching it, because he will be impure. He is not thinking that I will be more pure by touching him. He is not knowing that he is worshipping lakhs time more better than me. You cannot imagine.
Maharaj, last time when we were in India,
first give me Dakshina, then so many questions.
Yes, that is actually I
have to give my all times in you.
Very. You're right, because I'm not doing the proper process. It is said that one should surrender first and then ask humbly. But I ask not even humbly and I don't surrender. So I'm only milking and not giving anything. So I can understand if you... now I forgot what I wanted to ask. I can remember. No, there were two deities, and we are under the guidance of our Guru Maharaj. We were doing some work.
What he has told, it has told.
No, this is not what my Guru Maharaj has told Maharaj. Yes, we were working there, and we were called by some villagers, and they had excavated some deities of Radha Gopinath from Satya Yuga. They say so. They say that one old rishi or sadhu, he came and one June near Alarnath temple, near to the sea, there was one June. And people always go there and pay obeisance, but they never knew what it was. But one sadhu came there and he did one bratha for 21 days. And after these 21 days, he called the villagers and he said, you should excavate this June because there is deities of Radha Gopinath and his flute is there and 1 lakh of Shalagram Shilas. And it's time he wants to be worshipped again. So these were, they were excavating and they took out like this big Radha Gopinath deities.
Where?
Near Alarnath. I don't know the exact, but we went through the dunes, we had to go by foot and all these things. And we saw these deities, pure gold. Very nice deities, and they seemed like very old deities because the way they were made, there was not like now. The faces were a little different, but how we know. But what I wanted to ask you is that maybe you could see, because they ask us to build a temple.
Why you are in doubts?
No.
There is Jagannath, where Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. There is the deity of Alarnath. Why to go there, here and there, and so many doubts? Where there is no doubt, there are so many deities. You can come to Vrindavan and see Govinda Gopinath. You can go to Jaipur and you will see Govinda Gopinath. Original deities are there. Why to go in doubts?
No, because they asked us to...
Nothing. Oh, what you are telling, it is true. But I am going to Gopinath, Madan Mohan. Because no doubt there. But don't create problems and doubts. Which is true, and our disciplic Guru Varga has accepted it, that we should go without any. We are going to the same deity, Jagannath Baladev Subhadra, and no, nothing is coming out. They are real, certainly real. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu used to go and weep over Jandranandan. My heart is broken. come at once, weeping, weeping, weeping. The deity went to fight a battle, you know?
You know the story.
Baldev and Krishna went, the same deity. And when we go, it is like a statue of wooden statue.
Mm-hmm.
Nothing come. Mm-hmm. No inspiration, nothing.
Mm-hmm.
Why?
No faith.
So why you will go, why you want to go to the deities not installed by anyone or installed but in doubt? Why you should go? Why you should bother and wasting your time? And using your all holy master time. Understand my view?
Yes, Maharaj.
But don't go in doubt.
Mm-hmm.
Those who are taking cigarettes, bidi, often coffee, chai, and they worship, we should not take. But if you go to Jagannath, they are taking betel nets. Also, they may take cigarette after worshipping. They also take some things which we should not take. But deities, bona fide, there we cannot do anything. We should take prasad.
So, mandir ke baat matlab theek
hai. Mandir means that mandir, like mandir. Govind, Gopinath, Madan, Mohan, Jagannath,
Tantra.
For all, not for all.
Achha.
Gurudev, you were just explaining that if you don't chant 1 lakh, Mahaprabhu doesn't accept the offering that makes. So I was thinking if Mahaprabhu, the Gonita is installed, and...
Who installed?
You're not chanting 1 lakh.
Pure name.
You should try to. But whether I'm chanting or not, you should see. 1 lakh. You should see. Narayan Maharaj is chanting 1 lakh or not. I try always.
Yeah, Prashna.
this Gurudev, this thing scares ISKCON. It's the first question they ask me, how many runs do you chant? I think you should stick to 60. That's what they told this Prabhu.
I heard that someone telling that the devotees of Narayan Maharaj chant only 1, 2, 3, 4 times. But they don't know, my disciples in Vrindavan here, they chant 2 lakhs, 3 lakhs. I know the persons whom Swamiji gave sannyas. He has given more than 100 sannyas. And half of them has fallen. So they have given up renounce order, chanting, remembering. But I am saying that those who were chanting 16 round, they are still doing. Why it began? Something depends on Guru, something depends on disciples. So disciples should obey also. And Gurudev should be Gurudev also. Both things is there. Otherwise they may fall. I met so many persons who took sannyas from bona fide guru and they fell. Why? They disrespected their holy master, made some offenses in his lotus feet, and because they fell down. And very third class Vaishnava, very simple, no artificial. He was following the footsteps of his Gurudev and merely chanting, very merely, 16,000. Sometimes not even that, but he was so eager. He was sincere and still he is one of high Vaishnava. He has come into Madhyamadhikari. So it depends on so many factors. don't go and bother in what others are telling. Try to make your heart happy. What we are doing, this is not to criticize any others. Criticize your mind. Why you are not doing all this?
What is the reason that the wife says Prabhu instead of the name?
Vedic culture that says they should have honor for their wife, for their husband, and ask, husband should not take her name.
Yes.
Never.
How should a husband address his wife?
Oh, there are so many things.
Oh, come on.
So many things. By eyes you can call.
Gopal Ma or something.
Yes, Gopal Ma.
Gopal.
I wanted to meet you because I met everyone, but I was not meeting with you. You are okay? I have that you are so much brave.
Very brave. Very
for
brave.
Guru Seva.
Yeah.
Well, we should be brave, not fearing, only fearing from offenses, not fearing for anything, and only fearing from our dushtman.
Dushtman means? Wicked mind.
Wicked mind. What he's telling, see?
She said that her son would like to approach you, but yes. He doesn't want to approach you alone, he wants to approach you with his mother. But she tries to explain to him that she cannot walk because there are so many people sitting and she's not so
smart. You should come with your mother here. No harm. You can come. Use your mother. I want that you should take your mother with you to Krishna.
Yeah.
We go. No?
And father?
Your father should go with you or not?
You want Daddy should go come? With you to Krishna?
Yes or no?
Yes.
Mother
or no?
Should come. He gives you some sweets to
no
you.
No candy anymore.
He gives?
Just had to give you sweets.
Yeah.
Then you should take your father also. Give in the hands of all. And Namin should come with the book. You should give all hands, little. With all his birthday, perhaps? No. But anyhow, we'll have to bless but give our blessings.
Oh, blessings.
Shiva.
Yes, but I'm looking for the
organ. Did it all to all?
Yes.
She's asking why, when the ladies get Gayatri Mantra, why they don't get the sacred thread.
Because ladies should not take Brahma Gayatri. It changes the mood of woman, service, always serving mood. So it changes. So it is for only
Male
devotees to take that sacrifice.
Because it means for them that they must learn and this disturbing mood, because the women have it normally.
No, that is true. Only the thing that they will be very cruel, like Western women, they will try to control husband always. They may give up. So they should be very simply soft, like woman Krishna has given this thing, always to serving mood. So, from second to last, no need of trade. But when you will take this mantra, Brahma Gayatri, then you will have to take Brahma Sutra. Brahma Sutra is called Upanayana, not for devotees. Like the devotees of Mathura, Brahmins, that sacred thread, always chanting Gayatri, but that did not give a single corn or rice or dal or chapati or anything to Krishna. But the devotees gave everything what they have prepared
We should not take, the woman should not take sacred thread. No need. Kama Gayatri, it will do, Brahma Gayatri will come in that.